Okay. Let me just admit it. I hate it when daylight savings time ends. I'm actually one of those persons who wish that they, whoever they are, would stop tampering with the time and just leave it one way or another. Actually, I know that it's not so much what shows on the face of the clock for me that bothers me. It's waking up in the dark. My bedside clock is a digital one with rather large illuminated numbers. But waking up in the dark still means that I'm terribly disoriented. Like, what day is this? I sometimes have to lie there in bed and replay in my mind yesterday's activities in order to be sure that I know what day it is and what it's likely to be. Waking up in the dark doesn't put me in a good mood, and chances are it's only likely to get worse. Now, it's always been obvious to me that Jesus must have had bad mornings also. Mornings that would put him in a kind of testy mood. The story in this morning's gospel tells us that sometimes we get to read these testy stories. Let's just say at the beginning that Jesus was not a banker. After all, remember, it was Judas who filled that role. I just don't think that I would go to Jesus to discuss my finances or particularly my investments, at least not on the basis of what we hear in this story. But then I don't think that this story is really about banking or investments. To me, it's a story about what we do with what we have. Again, it seems to me you will miss the whole point of the story if you only hear it as something concerning banking and investments. It just isn't about the stock exchange and your 401k. It isn't about material things or possessions at all. I am convinced that it is really about who we are and what we do with that. What we do with who we are. The story is framed in terms of talents. But I believe the kind of talents it's really talking about are not the first century financial kind, but the kind of talents that you and I may possess. And so, what are your talents? Each one of us is given a unique set. And the question is, are we going to use them to the fullest, or are we going to ignore them? Do we use them to proclaim the word and example of the good news of God in Christ? To seek and serve Christ in all persons? To strive for justice and peace among all people? And to respect the dignity of every human being? These are the talents that will increase the joy of the one who will be judged good and trustworthy with their use. With God's help. With God's help, so may it be. Having now dealt with time change and with the gospel reading for the day, I'm now going to move to what is really on my mind, at least when I woke early this morning, that you should know my feelings about the tragedy on Sunday 2 weeks ago in Sunderland Springs at the very time that we were sitting here. How do we respond to such an incomprehensible tragedy? We pray, of course, for peace in the midst of the impossible to understand, and for courage to live faithfully. We do what we can to prevent such things from happening again. You and I are called to be the hands and the feet and the hearts of God in this world. So being, we must be willing to work for change. Change that will save the lives of mothers and fathers, of sons and daughters, of friends and co-workers. The Prince of Peace still shows the way, calling us to pray for peace and for unity, and by working for peace and by becoming makers of peace and of for sons and daughters of God. In supplication, therefore, today we pray.
O Lord, we are undone once again. We are frightened, angry, unsure, fragile. Hear us, O Lord.
For all that threatens what is precious, our families, communities, friends, values, safety, our right to live, for justice for every life. Save us, O Lord.
From grief that overwhelms us at the loss of those dear to us, grief at the death of our children and fellow citizens, grief for innocence we cannot recover. Save us, O Lord.
From enemies we do not understand and who wish us harm to us and to others. Save us, O Lord.
From cynicism and despair, from anger and lust, for retribution, from self-righteousness and easy conscience. Save us, O Lord.
From loss of faith when we no longer trust in your love, to giving ourselves over to rages of the world. Save us, O Lord. Come to us, O Lord. Abide with us. We cannot live but without you. Come to us. Save us and help us. For our hope is in you.